John, I'll try to keep this note as short as possible because I know how you feel about show notes. You were an amazing man who lived an amazing life, did amazing things, had an amazing family, and you built, with Adam, the best podcast in the universe for real, man. No joking. I was a fan of you in the 80s, and when I heard you had a podcast, I knew I wanted to hear it. When I heard that Adam was on there, I was even more excited because I had been reading your content for so many years and building, as you were building your signature Buzzkill brand, along with listening to Adam and doing his things on MTV. You will always be a technology legend with your thoughts on all the things over the years, even the mouse. I don't think you knew when you started No Agenda that you wouldn't just be talking to an acquaintance once a week, twice a week, but actually making a brother and growing your family with Adam. The No Agenda community that you two have built has changed the world in many ways that can never be quantified or typed in a note or books or books. It has become a force of nature. I think an important chapter of the show started when meetups were put together, and which those meetups impacted the people listening to a podcast in a way that has never been done before and never will be. I wanted to make sure and call out Sir Daniel of the No Agenda Meetup site for changing the No Agenda culture. And because of those meetups, people around the world have met, and relationships and weddings and kids and things have all happened around the world because of those meetups. I was able to be blessed and able to hang out and get to hang out with you a couple times and get to go get you out of the house to go do a meetup at the Sacramento Train Museum and ride the Zephyr with you and the family, which will always be a core memory. That day, I got to sit back on the train and at the meetup and at the restaurant and just hear your stories and see you do your thing and see you talk to the community, them talk to you that you had built. It was amazing. Because of those meetups, I've been able to go to meetups all over the world and run into Sir Mark and Dame Astrid in Japan and Duke Nussbaum and Kevin Dills and many other knights and an uncountable amount of producers and even a couple douchebags too. You changed my life by getting me deeper into tech, which started my career, but you and Adam made a bigger impact on my critical thinking and being a crackpot, but also a buzzkill skeptic of things too. And we always need to remember to keep things simple, Occam's razor style. You and Adam are the hardest working podcasters, building your lives around the show, working holidays, and your dedication is unparalleled to any other show in the multiverse. You always said that no one should ever agree to everything you say and shouldn't. And the people that I've met all over the world and seen and listened to are a testament of that, is that we can come together with a common critical thinking goal. Who would have known a podcast that I listened to back on March 6th, 2008, called No Agenda, with a name called episode 20, called Never Say No to a Soldier, would have changed my life this much. While this note kind of went long, John, sorry about that. But lastly, we love you and your family and the family you have built all around the world. We will deeply miss you, but your buzzkill and this community will live on forever. Show 1888, what a show number. Thank you for everything that you've done. Sir Patrick Coble, Duke of the South, signing off.